Hey,
how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It's sunny here in California, so I'm excited. It's been raining the past couple days, so it's sunny here.
Okay. All right. How'd you guys do in the, y'all had snow. Was it last week or the week before?
It didn't come where I was,
Okay.
but it was like further out, like up towards the north, like if you were close to the mountains and
Okay.
things like that, because I'm in Burbank, so I'm not close to the beaches, but I'm also not close to the mountains, so yeah.
That makes sense. The higher up you go, the more you get all that weird precipitation, as I call it. So,
So
okay.
it was a couple people that it was a lot of snow, like as if we were back in Baltimore, and I was like, wow.
Why did it make you miss Baltimore at all, seeing that type of weather?
Huh?
I said, did it make you miss Baltimore at all, that type of weather?
No, because I don't like cold weather. I just like the weather to, if it does get cold, maybe around 60s, but outside of that, no.
See, I'm the exact opposite. Like, I feel like I always need every winter, just give me one good snowstorm. That's it. Like, we haven't had one, and I want one. Just one good snow. It's officially winter, but nevertheless, we are not here to talk about weather. I am here to spotlight you, and share the amazingness of who you are and what it is that you do. And so, Miss A.B. Lexington, this is your time. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do.
All right, so my name is AB Lexington. I am a singer-songwriter. I am also the CEO of The Clarity Company, which is my record label that focuses more on women. And yeah, I love to write music, and that's what I do. I like tech as well, but we'll just focus on the music for this one.
Okay. Well, I feel like they kind of go hand in hand, at least with the organization that you have working with women. And so bringing that particular to the forefront, when did you get that, what's the word, everybody's going to use the word confirmation of how did you know that music was something that you wanted to pursue? Because, people just have talents, but that doesn't mean that they actually pursue it, to the degree of what you've done and what you're doing.
I think, well, the funny thing about me is I was running away from it for a very, very long time. I did not want to do music. My whole family does music. And I was just like, I don't want no parts. So I was more into basketball. So I was playing basketball, yeah. So from elementary to middle school, it wasn't until I got into high school where I was asked to, for Black History Month, to sing a Tina Turner song, rolling down the river, so I was like, all right, cool, I'll do this. And then also my dad and them actually put me in a studio around high school as well to songwrite. So I didn't mind songwriting. So I was like, okay, I can still be behind the scenes, But I think I got the confirmation when I was songwriting for a lot of people. And this is one thing they tell songwriters: when you're referencing your tracks, make sure you don't like put your swag on the track, because they'll actually like you, like the artist. So it was like when they started sounding like me and people started liking their music, I was like, oh, I guess I could be an artist. Let me just try it. So 2016 is when I decided to officially try it out. And I knew once, from basketball, I mean, I was always playing basketball, but singing down the court, crossing up people. So it was like, it's just, you can't run away from your purpose. You just can't.
Awesome. So what's been your about this journey? Because it's been 7 years. That's a beautiful number. So 7 years. What would you say has been your favorite part about stepping into that artistry persona?
I think for me, it's like you never really, when you're songwriting, it's just like I'm just creating music for the artist. Once the song is done, you just make sure you have all your contracts in order and things like that. As an artist, though, you really have to think of the big picture, from branding to, how do I want to represent myself to the world as, I'm sharing my music. What do I want to share with artists about myself? Especially for me, I'm the type of artist where I don't really like to share a lot about me, but I do love to share, like, create an experience when it comes to my music. So And then really working with people, especially for me, like I am independent, I don't have a label, so knowing what you want from start to finish, I think that's like the biggest thing that you need to make sure you strategize and plan about. And like releasing the music too, because there's a lot of things you have to do just to release one song. So mm-hmm. imagine it being a whole EP project. There's a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Things. What would you say? Because there's a couple ways I want to even go this way. But what would you say would be one of your biggest lessons in that regard, as far as, you know, just the work that it takes to put out, as you said, an EPE, EPE, that is not what it's called, an EP.
Or album.
What would you say would be one lesson that you're like, you know, before you even, like, start that process, you need to make sure you understand this?
One thing I would say is understand the admin part of it. Understand who the pro is, like, how do you sign up your songs with a pro. So a pro is it handles some of your mechanical royalties, basically, for the music that you're releasing to the world. So make sure you have that under make sure you understand that. Also, one thing that I'm learning now is really have contracts in place, especially with producers mm-hmm. and other songwriters. So make sure you understand how you want that split to come, you know, songwriting wise, because you know, before you even have to, you know, put out the music, there's, you know, splits and percentages that you have to talk about. Another thing, another big part is I do this a lot, and I didn't really have discernment in some of the people that I worked with. Mm-hmm. So I always tell people, pray.
Yeah.
And get confirmation from Jesus that this is the person that's supposed to be on my team. To be able to execute the project that you want to release to the world. Because your team matters. The people you're around matter, because you're talking to them 24/7. Mm-hmm. From your glam squad to your stylist to the producers that's supposed to be a part of your project. Really, really get discernment and ask God, like, who's supposed to be a part of this in this season with me.
Yeah, I think just across the board, that having the right people around you is like really, and I think especially like in the entertainment world or in the artist type of world, you know, sometimes it's like, as long as they got the talent, then I'm good. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, they're still going to either respect my values, or there's, you know, I got the money, they got the talent, so it'll just merge perfectly. But I know you can attest, and that's not the case.
There's such thing as musical marriages. I will tell people that there mm-hmm. is such thing as musical marriages. And even though I don't want it to sound like I have a lot of marriages, but like, you know, in the music world, you do. It's like, you know, do I have a great relationship or, you know, with this certain producer or with this engineer? Because it just matters, you know, it matters.
So even going with that, what would you say, what is something that you're working toward now as relates to your music, or if you want to step into the other side of that, immediately as well as long term?
Let's see, right now, it's so funny, I've been tasked with writing about love, and I am mm-hmm. super single, but I'm learning to, you know, as I get closer with God and learn about love the way that God designed it, mm-hmm. it is helping me write these love songs. So that is something that I definitely want to create an experience for me, because normally most of my music, even though I may sing soft or, you know, soulful, it's still, you know, it talks about dealing with heartbreak, it talks about overcoming heartbreak, it talks about, you know, and also my relationship with God. But then I was like, you know, there's another element, which is love. So mm-hmm. I'm excited to be writing about love. It hasn't been like as smooth as, you know, my other projects, but it's something new, you know? So mm-hmm. as an artist, you have to be able to, you know, just learn to, what's the best way to say this? Just be just really be open, be agile, and then know that each project doesn't have to be the same if you don't want it to be, you know, mm-hmm. just experiment. So, yeah.
Does that play apart into, because I had another artist on here, as far as like record labels and how you're choosing to pursue, I guess, putting out your music. Does that come into play with that, as far as like I said, like a record label or being independent?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just that type of artist where I will stick to a sound, but I want to evolve for, you know, each project. Okay. And a lot of times what I do here now is like, you know, it's kind of the same sound each project coming out. But I'm just the artist who's the artist surprise. Like, you just never know the next topic I'm going to write about, the type of vibe I'm going to be on. Like, I like to be that artist. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, as far as catching up with what you've already done and keeping in line with what you are doing and following that and supporting that, how can people get your information and or your music that's already out and to stay in line with everything else that you have going on?
Oh, yes. So everything is A.B. Lexington. So A-Y-B-E-L-E-X-I-N-G-T-O-N. I'm on Apple Music. I'm on Spotify. If you search for my name, it'll come up. I'm on YouTube as well. So all those different outlets, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of them are pretty much the same. And then I do have a website, which is ablexington.com. So, yeah, that's how you can reach me.
Also, okay, so two more questions. Okay. The first one, out of all the songs that you've done that you've actually released, because people, I got hidden gems, like, me not talking about those right now.
Okay.
But the ones that you've actually released, what would you say has been your absolute favorite?
Oh, let's see. I think my favorite one, and I really questioned myself, I was like, man, do I just love ballads? But Satisfied is one of my favorites. I think because that was a song that I was not satisfied when I wrote it. I was going through a bad time in life. At least for me, it was. You know, I had, I got laid off at my job. Then, you know, I still had a house, I had to pay for, you know, mortgage, but it also was a time for me to actually, because I do remember praying before I got laid off my job, like, Lord, I want more space to create. So he literally gave me more space to create. But okay. I do remember praying for that. And then I remember, you know, I still, you know, wasn't satisfied with where I was musically. And then even, you know, where my job was, but he was letting me know, like, when you put your faith or your existence on a lot of material things, you aren't satisfied. You know, my heart wasn't satisfied in life. Like, I didn't feel full. So writing Satisfied, it allowed me to really write about my experience of getting closer to God. So, and really declaring, like, Lord, whatever you have planted me at, I'm satisfied. And I know you'll give me the tools, the strength, the favor, and, you know, wherever I need to go, or even where you have me planning in this season. So Satisfied is, it's crazy because also a lot of people don't know it's a gospel song.
Really?
They don't. Because all the other songs are, yeah, well, when you first hear it, a lot of people don't
think it's a gospel song. I can see
but
that. Okay.
You go to the bridge, you know, because I start saying, there's joy, there's peace, there's love everlasting. But before that, a lot of people don't know it's a gospel song. So to hear, you know, some people, you know, I do sing R&B, so I'm in places where, you know, some people don't believe in God, and this song is amazing. Like you really had to be, they try to say, like, you know, you really had to be talking to a higher power. And I'm like, oh yeah, I was talking to Jesus, you know, but, yeah. But just for that song to be able to, you know, be like a universal language for them, you know, in a sense. So yeah, that's Satisfied is like one of my favorites.
I told you that was gonna be it. Yeah, Satisfied is an amazing song. I remember when you first shared it with me, I was like, who is this? Do I know her? This person don't know. But yeah, it's an incredible song. And obviously it's on all the other platforms. that you had mentioned, but if you haven't heard it, like if you don't hear any other song, yeah, it's all in the comments. Oh, like, yeah, that's that joint. Yeah. So obviously people know, like, there's something special about that song, and there really is an anointing on that. Because it came from a real place, you know, like you're saying, like we weren't necessarily, yeah.
Like I said, I was not satisfied in life, but you know, I think that's the beautiful thing about it, that when things aren't going well, it's just like, you still have to see the good in it. And, you know, I'm a person who, you know, I'm a goal setter. I will meet those goals. So when things kind of don't look good for me, I'm just like, oh man, but I keep going. I won't give up, but it's still, you know, learning to have that perspective, of like, you know, it will change. And God is with you through it. So it's already fixed. So it is going to change, you know?
Absolutely. The victory is already there. You just got to just go through it. So, so yeah, so go get that song. If you haven't got it yet, Satisfied, I promise you it'll change your life. It'll change my life. What's happening? Why they're coming in? Okay. You know, but yeah, it is an amazing song. And so that, with that being said, you kind of said it toward the end, but I'll let you go on this note. If you just answer this one last question, with your music, what would you say is the message that you want to be communicated overall?
With my music, what is the message? First thing is, always invite God into your life. And the second thing is, and I say this when I do have my concerts, like I want you to leave better than you came. And yeah, that's the main thing. I just want you to leave better than you came, and know that you can overcome anything that you've been through. God is with you. Be open. If there's a dream you want to accomplish, just go for it. Life is meant to be fun, and live it. I think that's the best thing that I can say. And, you know, I just want people to just have a, if they listen to my music, you having a good time.
Word. Well, that's amazing. I can't freaking wait until, you know, that door finally busts open and you're just like, maybe Lexington is here. You know,
I have arrived.
and you already are. I mean, and I'm, like I said, I remember when you first shared that specific song, Satisfy. Obviously, I've heard some of your other songs, but that one is just, it shows the quality of what you do, the heart behind it, and just in the songwriting capability. Like, you own the song.
I appreciate it.
You're on to something special. So keep doing what you're doing. You are beautiful, and you have a beautiful soul, and God is going to use you in an amazing way, and I can't wait to see
it. Thank you so much, and thank you for your platform, and thank you for having this, and you know, spotlighting or highlighting different artists and their purpose. It's amazing. You are a beautiful person.
Thank you. And thank you for not running from your purpose, because you were iffy at first, but I was like, okay, let's fix this.
I just didn't want to deal with it. But I'm here.
Yes, you are, and I can't wait to see where you go. So I love you, and we'll talk soon.
Love you too. See you. Bye.
What's up, Nia?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I cannot complain at all. It is amazing to see you. I don't think I've seen you since
2014.
I don't think 2013.
Yeah, about 13 or 14, yes.
I think that's when they're in the apartment. Yeah. Wow. It's almost 10 years later. How are you?
Hold on. Yeah. I'm good. I'm doing good. How you been?
I can't complain. Sorry. Whenever I talk to people like that I'm reconnecting with, it always just like blows my mind. I'm like, yeah, I've known you for over a decade.
And it's yeah.
Like,
that's wild. You said 10 years. I had to think for a minute. Well, yeah, it has been. Mm-hmm. Dang. It don't seem like that long for real.
It does not. It does not. But we're going to talk about what happened within those last 10 years. And so I know you. And I know your people know you, but there are other people that are not your people that don't know who you are. So I want to spotlight you now. And you can just go ahead and share with us a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do.
Who am I, rather? I am Antonio Long, and I am, to sum it all up, to be honest, at this point in my life, I would consider myself, okay, I'm an artist, I'm a singer, mm-hmm. I'm a writer. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a light worker. I know that's my calling. I'm someone that's here to be light, to spread light, to spread love, to spread healing, messages of peace. That's who I am. That's who Antonio Long is.
Now, did you say light worker or light walker?
Light worker.
Worker. Okay. Okay. That's a dope name. Okay, we're going to figure something to put that out. But as long as I've known you, you actually have been doing music. But, you know, I'm sure similar to Ashley, there's always a story, like, how did you get to that point? You know, it's either where you are or just to where you decide, you know, music is something that I want to pursue for whatever other doors that could open or platforms that could give you. So take us kind of back to the beginning. And when was that switch or that shift in your life that said, you know what, this is something that I feel like I'm supposed to pursue?
So I started as an artist. Well, I went to Morgan State University. I was a music major for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. I did music in high school, all through high school. I sang in the gospel choir, the chorus, I sang in the choir, okay. Basically. And we traveled and we did a whole bunch of, you know, competitions, stuff like that. So at that time, I knew that I kind of wanted to do something in music. I never could sing. I didn't grow up in church or anything. I didn't grow up singing. I got introduced to that when I was about 10, I went to a church for a couple of years and I was, you know, acclimated into like, just gospel music, and I fell in love with it, you know, at a very young age. And then I got to high school and I was singing gospel. It was cool. I went to Morgan, you know, that was a dud for me because I wasn't very active. I don't know where my head was. So halfway through that, I ended up getting involved in church as an adult, as a young adult, into music, writing music. And from there, you know, what happened was actually I decided that I wanted to do an EP, or not an EP, I wanted to do like a demo.
Okay.
And I wanted to get local artists to sing mm-hmm. my music because I couldn't sing. Didn't know anything about being an artist. This is like in 2008.
Okay.
I went into the studio. You know, I had this acoustic song in mind. We bought musicians, had never been in the studio, had these. I went in there with this guy named Elliot Jefferson, first producer I ever worked with. Went in the studio, bought musicians in and everything. And it was horrible. They were great. I was horrible. I didn't have any direction. I didn't know anything. Fast forward, you know, I wasted a lot of money with that project or that, just that one song. Mm-hmm. I wasted a lot of money. There was no progress, really. And so I was like, man, you know, I was watching them while I was in the studio and I was asking questions. I started learning about like Pro Tools and stuff like that and just different DAWs and, you know, stuff like that. And I was like, man, I'm going to invest and get my own stuff. So I got my laptop. I got my Pro Tools. I had a little home studio set up in my apartment. I had like a little shed. Turned it into a studio, got everything I needed, and I just started making beats, and I started kind of getting into that, mm-hmm. and then I kind of discovered that, you know, I do have kind of like a sound, you know, something, mm-hmm. you know, I just discovered my own sound. Still can't really sing well, but I just would record songs, and then from there, it just grew, and at that time, I just was like, you know what, I wasn't saying I wanted to be an artist, but because I was already kind of in ministry, I was already, you know, in church, you know, at that time. And I was helping out on praise teams, you know, at the church and, you know, doing whatever. And I would play at some churches. So it was like, you know, I had a passion for it. You know, it wasn't really about being an artist. It was more or less about the ministry and the passion of it. But then it was terrible. Like looking back, it was terrible. I didn't have no type of you know, look as an artist. I didn't have any type of anything, and I would go to these concerts and these musicals, and I would watch different artists, you know, just do that thing or whatever. Long story short, because I know we only got about 20 minutes, you know, I ended up starting to just get acclimated to being acclimated to what it was to be an artist. And so I started putting out music. I put out my first single in 2011. I recorded that right in my house, you know, in my home studio. And then I put out a mixtape. I did like a remix to all these J Dilla beats that I got off YouTube. You know, things was real, real ghetto back then for me. And then, you know, over the years, I've just, you know, really tapped more into my gift. I've started to, you know, just hone my gift. Okay. You know, it's still much room for growth, but as a writer, I've really tapped into that gift. Like, I went from not being able to write at all or sing at all, really, besides in the choir, you know, to really being able to be, you know, an artist. And so I moved to Atlanta in 2016, and I began to embark on a journey to just find who I was as an R&B artist. And I can honestly say, you know, I'm really happy with where that's taken me and what's happened. I came here, and we talked a little bit about it, you know, chatted a couple of weeks ago, but I came here, I didn't know anybody. I was just doing, like, the showcases. I was, you know, out here grinding and, you know, and that's where I'm at. I feel like I could have left a lot of details out, but, you know, that's pretty much the gist of it. It's just been really trial and error and just, you know, really just loving what I do, though, you know, because that's what kept me. I can't say that I've been as successful as I've ever wanted to be, whether it was doing gospel or R&B. In fact, I was very discouraged with doing gospel. I was discouraged singing at these churches and these concerts. I was discouraged about how I was looked at and treated in that circuit in Baltimore. It made me leave Baltimore. I didn't like it. So, but I loved doing music. I loved creating. And I wanted to really find my sound. I really wanted to find who Antonio Long was. And I did find that, but over the last couple years, 2 years to be exact, I've really began to find not just who I am as an artist, but really who I am as a person, as a soul, you know. And so that's been the highlight of even being an artist, because once you know who you really are, you can now walk in your true purpose, you know. And so this new season of my life is really exciting for me. I'm going into a new season where I'm going to be putting out some new music, and it's very much so true to who Antonio Long is as a person and as an artist as well. Was that long-winded? No. Was that a whole breath of long-windedness? But hopefully,
this is your spotlight. But it's a lot of things like that you said, and even with AB Lexington, who was just on, you know, she said something similar about just knowing who you are and how important that is as an artist, you know. And I can think of several artists who have come to mind when it's just like their sound is so different, their look is so different from album to album, from song to song. And again, it's like, okay, who are you? You know, versus a cohesive, oh dang, they can do jazz, oh dang, she can do, oh dang, he can do this too, versus a, is this the same person? Like, wait a minute, why are you? And then all of a sudden, you know, so it's kind of like that type of thing. And so I think it's really cool that both of you, you know, highlighted that and the importance of that. Because especially, I feel like especially in the gospel realm, and I know you've done both, and maybe you've had a different experience, but when you're just singing it in the gospel, specifically, like I said, in the gospel, without really any desire for the message that you're singing or the heart behind whatever, you know, you're just singing just to be singing because you don't got nothing else to do. I just want to sing, you know, people can tell, you know, and the spirit that's behind it. And I feel like it's not as strong in secular music. Either you sound good or you don't. And if you don't, then whatever. But what do you think? Would you agree with that? Or would you say you've had a different experience?
That was pretty much my experience. But because like I said, I didn't know what it meant to be a singer. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Nonetheless, an artist, you mm-hmm. know? And so when I look back and I look and see how janky things were, you know, I knew in that moment yeah. that like, I didn't care about being an artist or none mm-hmm. of that. It was really the passion for me. And yeah. so when people come up to me and say that, you know, they like my song or I, you know, whatever, or I blessed them or whatever, I knew, I felt, I wasn't even thinking like it was because I was such a great artist, mm-hmm. but they saw the passion mm-hmm. behind it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And I think even with you know, doing R&B, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, you reach people, it's the same thing because it's all connection to people. Mm-hmm. And people do sense your passion behind it. They yeah. sense your motive behind things, you know. And that's why I'm so happy for the refocus and the reshifting of where Antonio Long is mm-hmm. as an artist, because for a while I was kind of, so when I came to Atlanta, it was more like about building my audience, building my platform, you know, and all of that. And I really lost sight, focus for a moment, you know, yeah. of, you know, what was important for me and my purpose, you know, here on earth. And that is, you know, to inspire people and spread those messages of love and, you know, healing and peace and all of that type of stuff. But I lost sight of that. And so people can tell, you know, people connect to that, yeah. to that yeah. purpose. So that's true for me, for both, you know, worlds, if you, for lack of a better term. Yeah.
So with even that being said, how do you classify your music now? Because I know obviously you just said it, and I've heard both your the gospel and the R&B. I don't even know if it, would I call it gospel? I mean, yeah, I guess so. Gospel and or R&B. Which one do you, as of now, mostly classify with?
You know what? I don't do gospel. And even the R&B, because it was gospel, but it really wasn't so gospel. You know what I mean? It really wasn't gospel.
It was like it was Christian more like music. But
Christian
it had like,
or contemporary, yeah. contemporary Christian. More now is not, it's, I'm tapping in because for a while I didn't even know, I didn't even know when I wrote my first R&B song was Really Love that I put out mm-hmm. in 2016. And I didn't know what to talk about. I didn't know where I was going. You know, I just yeah. did not. But I knew that I didn't want to say the same stuff that I was saying. I just wanted to be able to express something different. But now, I'm not all over the place with it. I can't wait for people to hear this new EP that I'm going to be coming out with soon. There's 8 songs on there, but it's not all over the place, but it does show a different variety of where I am. I think now with R&B, you know, it's so broad. You know what I mean? R&B is such a broad genre to me, and you have different type of R&B artists. So what was your question? Dang, you said what type of R&B? Oh, what type of R&B?
Raza, right now, what would you say, how would you categorize, maybe that's a better word, categorize okay. your music right now?
Man, I would hate to even put it in a category, but I've been saying this for a while, even when I was in church. I like to call it kind of like message music, you know?
Okay.
In my mind, I look at it as like message music, or it could be inspirational. Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
That's cool. As long as you just say what you're supposed to, you know. And Chris actually said, hey, Chris, I haven't seen you either. I think it's been even longer since I've seen Chris than when I've seen Antonio.
What's up, Raven?
But yeah, I think, and especially now, I think it just kind of helps with not necessarily being classified, but no matter this is my theory, no matter what genre, you know, you are, people can still see your spirit, you know, with whatever it is that you're talking about, whether it is a relationship, whether it is about the Lord, whether it is about, you know, your mama or, you know, your best friend from back home or maybe your dog back. I don't know, but you can still see, you know, that message or just encouraging or being light or something that, to you when you say it, you know, it brings out that healing, you know, like you're talking about. And it's really interesting, and I do want to ask this question because you said it a couple times, but you mentioned the word healing as far as what you want to do through your music and or just, I guess, through your personal life. What exactly does that mean to you when you talk about healing?
In church, people say you plant the seed. Mm-hmm. You may not necessarily water the seed or what have you. It's kind of like that for me. It doesn't mean that what I say is going to bring a total transformation or anything, but it's mm-hmm. just more or less sort of planting the seed of truth. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's different versions of truth. How people have different perspectives of what truth is, but those people who connect to what I do or are supposed to be connected to what I do, me planting a seed that something that will make people think or something that will make people say, you know, and oh, I never looked at it that way or whatever, you know, because I have songs about different things on this EP. I have a couple of songs about love. You know, I have songs about a couple of different things. So, mm-hmm. you know, just depending on, you know, how you connect to it and where you are on your life's path mm-hmm. and your soul's mm-hmm. journey. I think that just whether it's that seed that's planted, for me, that's healing, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Or something like, cause I have a story to tell, not just through my music, but I'm writing a book. I have other things that I desire to do and, other paths that I'm looking to take that will invoke, that healing. So yeah. So it's just more or less planting a seed, you mm-hmm. know, of healing, but I feel like I still didn't answer your question.
It makes sense because I, especially with music, I think planting a seed means that something can be watered, so they hear whatever the message of that song is, whatever it is yeah. that you're trying to speak, and then that person, they internalize it and it resonates mm-hmm. with them, you know, which can be about a million and one mm-hmm. different things. So maybe, you know, you were singing about mm-hmm. love, but they internalize it as something yeah. totally different, not in a negative way, but just mm-hmm. it was like, oh shoot, oh, okay. And so, you yeah. know, especially with music, I mean, you sing stuff all the time, you know,
in itself, music in itself is already it already is a healing tool, you know what I mean? It's already, you know, especially when it's positive music mm-hmm. or it's, you know, mm-hmm. has a certain sound, music in itself is just soothing, it's just healing in that, and it unites people, it brings people together, you know, just being united with people is a form of healing, mm-hmm. you know, there's so many different levels to healing, so whatever I can do to be in on that conversation and in on that whole thing is what I want to do with my music, that's you cool. know.
Yeah, you already talked about a couple of things that you're working on, and I just kind of want to talk about that just a little bit. You had mentioned you have an EP that's coming out. You mentioned a book. I don't know if you're supposed to, but you mentioned a book.
I did.
And some of the other things that you kind of sort of alluded to. And so with whatever you can share like right now or that you want to share right now, what are some of the things that are coming up pretty short term and some things that we can look forward to in the future?
So on the short term basis, this EP has been a work in progress for at least about 2 years. A lot mm-hmm. of stuff has happened in 2 years, but it's changed so much because of just where I've been. And mm-hmm. I think it took a while for me to really figure out, you know, what it was that I wanted to share, what sound I was going for. So I just scrapped a lot of songs mm-hmm. and going through so many different changes. But this EP is really, it's really almost done. Wow. It's like so. I'm ready to get it mixed now. Mm-hmm. Like that's how close to being done it is. But it's still some things I'm tightening up on. So I'm expecting that, and hopefully, I'm wanting it to be out this summer.
Okay.
If not sooner. But in the long term, of course, the book is really something that I've been working on for about a little over a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something I said when I was a kid, because I grew up in like foster care mm-hmm. and group homes and stuff. And so I used to always say I wanted to write a book, mm-hmm. you know, because I had experienced so much at a very young age, and now I've experienced way more, and I just felt moved to document some of the things that I've encountered. This book is going to be it's a biography, autobiography, and so I'm excited about that. And I don't know when that's going to be done. I'm chapters in.
Okay.
And I probably have more chapters in than I have left. But I still, I haven't quite gotten to that point of wrapping it up. So that's something for the future.
Okay.
But those are the main things. But I'm looking to get into some other things like motivational speaking and, just really finally sharing my story. Because for me, I've been focusing on the music for so long and for a while, because I was feeling like, man, I have a gift. This, people would tell me you going places, you going, whatever. And I put all my energy into that. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really, and it's almost like I suppressed a lot of other things that I felt that I knew that I could do, but I just wanted to focus on that. But now that I feel like everything is come, my purpose is at the center, and everything is really come full circle in a way that I know that I can use all of my gifts and I can use all of these things. And it's not even about actually being popular or famous or building the platform, it's just a level of maturity that I begin to experience with my creativity and my purpose that I didn't have before. So, it's a whole lot. You just gotta watch. You gotta wait.
Yeah, well, I'm excited just for the simple fact that when you said EP, your whole countenance just changed. And I was like, this is gonna be good, because he just
because I have an EP out. I did an EP in 2015, and it was awful. And I'm not very happy with it. You know what I mean? It was 8 songs on there. There's going to be 8 songs on here. 8 songs seem like it's dang near album, but it's not. The songs are short, so it is an EP. It's under 30 minutes. And I liked the songs on there, but I wasn't satisfied. I had songs that, and not because of, I work with a great some great producers on there. Junior Lee was one of them. Amazing. The tracks are great. But just where I was vocally as an artist, where I was creatively, I was just not out of my shell. I was scared. I just wasn't where I am. And it's growth. So, and it's all good. But to finally do a project and be sure about it, you know what I mean? I've pretty much just been doing singles. I did a mixtape when I started, and then that EP, and then pretty much the singles, and even some of the singles and things that I put out, I can't listen to those things because I'm not, proud of those. But to be able to find something that I believe in, in a real way, in its totality, and be proud of, I'm excited, and I want everybody else to hear. But it just takes time.
Yeah.
It takes time, money, and patience.
Yeah, I think one of the coolest things that I've seen, I feel like with a lot of the artists that I've seen and kind of witnessed over the years, in whatever regard, those who are actually good at what they do, and I could be wrong with this, but ones that are actually good at what they do, there tends to be another story. Like, I don't think I've seen anyone where it's just about music, if that makes sense. Like, it's music, but that was kind of like the first thing. And so now that I have the platform, I'm going to open it up to really be able to be a motivational speaker, or to write a book, or to, create a charity or a foundation, or give back to my community in whatever platform. So I think it's really dope, that you are bringing those two together at the forefront. And it'd be cool to see how they intertwine, in the future. But speaking with that, with everything that you just shared, how can people connect with you, follow, and support what it is that you're doing and what you're going to do?
Right now, it's just mainly on social media. I'll be launching my website. I have antonioloan.com, but it hasn't been up for a couple of years, but we'll be relaunching that. Okay. But for now, you can definitely keep following me on social media, Antonio Long Show on all platforms, Antonio Lewis Long, though, on Facebook. That's my music page. And other than that, just be on the lookout, I ain't too hard to find,
Is that L-E-W-I-S?
L-O-U-I-S.
I was going to say that. That was going to be my next one.
Okay. Look, that's my middle name. I used to hate my middle name. I didn't want nobody to know my middle name. But I couldn't find all my social medias like with the same, you know, thing. Mm-hmm. So I had to kind of, you know, yeah.
It had to stand out just a little bit.
I am on YouTube too, though. Antonio, okay. Antonio Long TV. Antonio Long Show. I'm sorry.
Antonio Long TV. Word. Okay.
Antonio Long
Show.
Show.
Show. Because you did say Antonio Long Show and everything. So, but on YouTube is Antonio Long Show.
Mm-hmm. You got it. There's no TV.
Okay.
All right. That was my fault. It used to be that. And look, I didn't gotten so far. Like, I used to be up on all my social medias. I had my site. I was doing everything. Mm-hmm. But I just really, you know, I just really had to take some time to regroup and stuff and really just recenter. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't even really keeping up with none of the things. So now, especially with the launch of this project soon, I'm going to be really getting everything back in order. I'm so excited.
Oh, you look excited. So I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you. And so before we leave, I just want you to share with us the message that you would like people to take away from the music, whatever genre, whatever category. What is the message that you want people to get for when they listen to Antonio Long?
I would say, and I would really say this across the board for all of the things that I plan on doing, it's okay to look within. And that's all I'm just going to say about that. That's not all I'm going to say. Let me just say one other piece. Because I just feel like,
okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna just leave it there for now because we're short on time. But it's okay. It's okay to look within yourself. It's okay to go within yourself for some things because we live with ourselves every day.
Mm-hmm.
We wake up, you know, we do it every day, and so many people are really running from themselves. And I did it for so long, and to be finally in a place of freedom, you know what I mean? Because I was able to really look within, whatever that means, you know, whether it's looking at the mistakes you made, what you need to fix, what you need to correct. I don't know what that means to you, but, you know, it's okay to look within instead of always outward.
Mm-hmm. You got a lot of like t-shirt stuff, and I'm gonna send them to you, like stuff that, some of the stuff that you said, it's just like, put this on t-shirt.
Don't be because I got a whole bunch of stuff, and wait till you hear the project, you're gonna be like, is a t-shirt for everything.
Yeah.
So, and that's coming. And that's the other thing, I got some, I wasn't gonna get it, but I have some things that I want to work on with just some what you call it, some merch and stuff like that, and some, you know, different things. There's so much that I have in mind that I'm going to do.
All right, we will save that for the next time.
See you for the next time.
Posting all the t-shirts, be like, Antonio Long has arrived.
So, yes, indeed.
But nevertheless, thank you so much for coming on here and sharing your story, sharing your light. And just your warmth, and just even your vulnerability with the things, you know, that you share, where you've come from. And I think it's so important, like you said, to look within, but, you know, and understand that no matter what regard, when you're looking to do something, you're always going to have those cringe moments. Like, it's just, you know, but you know what? It shows your willingness and your humility to grow. And I think that'll take you so far, you know, because it's like, if we ever stop learning, if we ever stop trying to be better, then it's like we've already lost. You know, we've already just forfeited whatever future we could have had because we think that we have arrived, you know, when in reality it's like, ooh, we still got so much further to go. And there's so much to learn, so much more to do, so much more that we can become. So that way, in the words of Antonio, we can heal and we can inspire. So thank you so much. And we will definitely see you soon.
Thank you, Nia. Yeah, I just want to say thank you for having me on the show. It kind of caught me. I'm glad. Listen, because I almost missed it, right? I was like, wait, I didn't see this. So Thank you. I appreciate you, and to connect, you know, after, you know, all of this time, and to see you doing your thing. Yeah. I know this ain't all about you, but I just got to say, to make it about you for a second, to see you stepping out, because it's not easy to step out and do, you know, and wherever we start, you know, we start from somewhere, and who knows where this is going to go. So I just want to thank you and encourage you to keep going with this.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I'm supposed to come
back.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I got it. I do have to do an episode, and I think I'm gonna try to do it next season. Bring some of the people back, because I've seen people. This is what, season 5, and so I've had roughly 40-50 people, if I do my math correctly, somewhere around there. And some of them, they're just doing some from where they were when we started 2021 to what we're doing to what they're doing now. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to see you when you come back.
Have you branched out to YouTube yet?
No, not yet.
Think about it.
Okay.
Or pray about it.
Okay.
Because that could really be, yeah, that could be really good.
Okay.
I mean, this is great. This is great, but you can definitely do YouTube.
Okay. All right.
Get you a little chin popping. You know.
I think you got to talk offline, but yeah, for sure, yeah. Okay. And thank you, Chris and Raven. Thank you guys for tuning in. And I will see everybody next week. Same time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Purpose Spotlight. My name is Nia. If you are interested, or someone that you know might be interested who wants to be spotlighted for this particular season or the next season, please DM me. But until then, my name is Nia again with Purpose Spotlight. I will see you next Monday, 7 p.m. Bye.
Peace.
Thank you for listening today, and I hope you can join me again for the next time on Be You for a Purpose, the podcast.